Stephen Portnoy joining us with the latest from Washington. Stephen, the Trump campaign looking to gain a little bit of steam after last week's DNC.
And you have the candidate and his running mate crisscrossing the swing states. Yesterday, Trump was in Michigan saying, quote, if we can win this state, we can win the whole thing. So he's making stops in Michigan this week. His running mate, J.D. Vance, is in Big Rapids, Michigan today to meet with voters in the Great Lakes state. Yesterday, Trump was focused on the third year since the chaotic American withdrawal from Afghanistan, the deaths of 13 American service members. He was in Northern Virginia at the Arlington National Cemetery to lay wreaths there. And then he went off to Michigan, where he also appeared with former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who served for four terms in the House as a Democrat from Hawaii and ran against Kamala Harris and others in the 2020 Democratic primary. Well, Tulsi Gabbard is now endorsing Donald Trump. J.D. Vance, the running mate, is in Michigan, as I mentioned today. And tomorrow, well, today Trump is doing nothing. He's got nothing on his schedule. On Thursday, he heads to Potterville, Michigan, to go to a steel facility there, talk about inflation and manufacturing. Then he's going to a town hall in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's Thursday. Then Friday, it's Pennsylvania for another rally before he stops in D.C. on his way home to address Moms for Liberty. On the Democratic side, Kamala Harris tomorrow is with her running mate Tim Walz in Georgia, where she's going to be kicking off a bus tour across the state. Biden won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes. He was the first Democrat to win that state in decades. And Harris is hoping to draw out young voters and voters of color to win Georgia once again for the Democrats.
Stephen, what's the latest from Team Trump on the September 10th debate?
Well, the fact is it's not clear, and that's why it's difficult to answer your question. You probably have heard there's a back and forth about it. I don't have anything to add to that conversation.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning on WBEN.